Amazon has walloped brick-and-mortar bookstores across the country, but the news isn't all bad. In the Washington, D.C. area, bookstores are appearing to be bouncing back. At least 5 small independent bookstores have opened there in the last 2 years. More are on the way. Can it be a new chapter for the neighborhood bookstore? Ali Schweitzer from Here and Now contributor WAMU talked to shop owners in the district to find out.
Novelist Jonathan Safran Foer is about to stand at a podium and talk about his new book, Here I Am. He's at the D.C. shop called Politics and Prose, and he's brought a crowd.
If you're here for the event, why don't you come take seats?
This is a typical scene at the independent Washington bookstore, which has been in business since 1984. If online retail and e-readers were supposed to have destroyed local bookstores, there isn't any sign of that here.
Thanks for coming, and please help me welcome Dr. Safran.
Owners of small bookstores say business has been looking up for the last 6 years or so, and there are a few reasons for that. Bookstore chains Borders and Barnes & Noble have left the district, wiped out by Amazon and a changing business climate. They're also retreating from the suburbs. Plus, publishers have made their terms more favorable to small shops. E-book sales are declining, and there's another less quantifiable factor at work, too.
You know, there's an appreciation that people have expressed for their local neighborhood bookstores.
Bradley Graham co-owns Politics and Prose.
They understand what's at stake. The value of these bookstores to a sense of community and, you know, the process of discovery that goes on in a bookstore as opposed to online retailers.
In other words, despite the convenience of shopping online, people seem to be remembering what they liked about brick-and-mortar bookstores. East City Bookshop is one of D.C.'s newest bookstores, tucked into a tidy basement less than a mile from the Capitol building. Lori Gilman opened the store last year.
I kind of figured if any place could support a bookstore, this was the perfect neighborhood.
Gilman may be right. Capitol Hill is well off, with an average household income of nearly $150,000 a year. But the D.C. region overall seems like the kind of place that would support a bookstore resurgence. One indicator? Almost a quarter of local residents hold an advanced degree, more than twice the national rate. And development is continuing to spread eastward and into the suburbs, bringing more money and more foot traffic into more neighborhoods. That's part of why Jake Kumsky-Whitlock decided to open a new bookstore in the increasingly bustling H Street Northeast corridor. He's one of the owners of Solid State, a bookshop expected to open later this year.
There are so many small little micro communities and neighborhoods in this city now that are kind of their own little worlds. And each one of those deserves a bookstore, frankly.
A bookshop on every corner. It's a nice concept, but it may not be a winning business idea. The future of local indie bookstores is still in doubt.
They are not out of the woods.
Jane Friedman is a publishing consultant based in Charlottesville, Virginia.
The current cultural celebration of independent bookstores, that is not going to save them if there's a widespread minimum wage increase, if their rents increase.
Friedman says bookstores still face the same hurdles as any brick-and-mortar store. Both minimum wages and rents are on the rise in the Washington region, and the average profit margin for bookstores is a modest 2.5%. So today, bookstore owners say, they need to do more than just sell books.
We've been forced to change the way that we operate.
Paul Rupert owns Upshur Street Books. He says shops that have survived tough times have learned how to adapt.
Amazon and the big box bookstores have really put pressure on smaller stores to up our game.
That's what he says his store is doing. Upshur Street Books hosts regular events. They focus on personalized customer service in ways online stores can't. And they stock a lot of non-book merchandise. Things like coffee mugs and greeting cards have higher profit margins than books. Basically, bookstores are getting creative in order to survive. Andy Shalal is taking that creativity to the next level. He owns the local restaurant and book chain Busboys and Poets.
I know people are looking for instant things now. You know, they want to pick up the phone and call and have something delivered to their door.
Busboys and Poets already delivers food, so Shalal thought, why not deliver books?
Would you like a book with that burger? You know?
Shalal says Busboys and Poets plans to debut book delivery this summer. It's the kind of innovation that bookstore owners hope will keep them in business for years to come. For Here and Now, I'm Allie Schweitzer in Washington, D.C.